At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Surprise! We added the loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose from our loaded omelet biscuit and 3 other select breakfast favorites. Any 2 for $4.
Hardee's, because it tastes better!
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract, ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text message and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.
One, and you're live.
Oh my God. Oh God. Wait, am I here? Are we live? Oh my God. Okay. So I haven't done this in a minute. Wait, how do I do this? Right. So welcome to News on the Flip Side, Light Monday edition with Jill Montaldo and Lily White, 107.7 FM New Orleans. How are you guys tonight? Yes, I have attempted to return tonight after months of laryngitis and holidays and baby and
holidays. I know. I forgot. Yes, it's really Lily. Yeah, I know. It's not. Yes, it's not a fake off.
It's not a deep fake. It's not an Adobe voice generation. I just have laryngitis. I'm almost good, but I really missed you guys. I had to come back. It's been like 2.5 months, man. Like, really, come on, get it together. Get it together.
Where is? Oh, hold on, Gene. I'll turn it on in a minute. And I hadn't actually turned on any cameras, but I will in a minute. But anyway, it's good to have Lily back, guys. Now you don't have to hear me rant all the time. You know how I get off on a rant when she's not here. I just get, whoa, man, calm down, Joe, calm down. He gets off in a crazy man rant. Well, a couple of stories we're going to be opening with tonight. There's just a lot of news, just wherever we want to pick. I mean, we got the DNC crying on one side, Trump crying on the other side, people faking shit, people not faking stuff. People killing each other. I mean, it's just a typical week in America, I guess you would say. I mean, there's been gun violence all over the place, but then there's been stabbings and car run-ins.
Don't say that, because we can't accept that reality. We have to work for better.
But since Lily's here, and we're just going to touch on this, because I don't want to make her work her voice tonight, and this is a subject I know will piss her right to hell off. So, now, Lily, you live up in the Northeast. So can you please tell me when we decided that we can have babies now and then kill them after we deliver them? So there's 10 states now, ladies and gentlemen, 10 states now that allow this. 10.
So let's just get into it. We're FM, so I can't use cuss words, but fudge you mother fudgers. You're sick bastards. These laws have been on the books. You're just, reinforcing certain principles, you know, tightening up in some areas, loosening up in others. Either way, I think the last poll, 89%. Screw that. I'm not even going to put out numbers. But most people in America, wherever you look, okay, majority, presidential election won, would say, no, how about we not do late term, aka 6 months plus abortion? Let's not. Okay, even if the mother's life is at risk, like seriously, you didn't know by like 6 months. Okay, that's a serious situation that's different. But this is, like, if I considered destroying the life of my daughter after I could feel her moving inside me at 5 months. Yeah, this is past that. This is like, I'm 8 months in, they can live outside of the womb, but I'm gonna kill her anyway. Okay, so, and then for people on the religious side or anybody else, the scientific conception of when life begins, why did I use that word? Is at conception. No matter what you want to argue, you can say, oh, heartbeat, you can say this, that, or the other, but either way, we're toying with when is it okay to kill a developing human life. So most people agree, everybody agrees, first term, you know, first 3 months, fine. That's really not a contentious issue. Second trimester, okay. The third trimester, everybody's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Absolutely not. The baby can live without you. Screw you. Okay? So I'm gonna leave it there. And because that should address every part of this topic.
Well, it's a tough topic. And we'll, ladies and gentlemen, actually in the near future, we'll actually do a show on this, because there's a lot more to this than we're going to be able to touch on tonight. Don't ask me, guys. For some reason the cameras want to go sideways, so we're just going to leave them alone for a minute. But A lot of things going on with this particular subject. You know, Virginia's law got shot down, in case y'all didn't know that. They shot the hell out of it. Of course, their governor looks like he might go to jail, or I mean, their assistant governor looks like he might go to jail. The governor himself, I don't know if he's going to step down or not. And the whole blackface issue, I'm confused about it anyway. So, which we'll get into later in the show, but it's just when it comes to this, well, because you know, I've seen so many in the last week. I've seen so many issues. I mean, so many different shades of blackface. I don't know how else to say it. It's really kind of white people. Y'all are messed up.
Choose.
I mean, first off, I mean, y'all just messed up. Even if you're not doing it as a racist thing, you just messed up. If you want to be a black person, I don't know, go. What was that, Danza? It didn't work out good for her either. Look, white people, y'all just ain't got the rhythm to be black. You know,
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, yeah, that nut. You could tell she was white. She didn't walk right. She didn't have it. Anyway, we're not going to go there before I'm getting in trouble. I can see it coming. What do you mean, Denise? No, I don't. It, just leave the subject alone. We're not going there. Okay? There's no way I can come out looking good at it, so we're just going to leave it alone.
And next. But,
you know, I live in New Orleans, so I have a lot of black friends, and I know a lot of black people. And the thing is, they're just a different attitude.
I don't know how to explain. Okay, so your New Orleans black folks ain't every black folk. Come on.
Well, that's true. That's true, but... You know, New Orleans is a good representative. There's a lot of Chicagoans here, a lot of New Yorkers here, a lot of people from Miami here. You know, it's well mixed.
It happens in Texas, Florida, and those are
all people in Texas are morons, so we're just not even going to worry about that. It don't matter what color y'all. I'm calling y'all morons in Texas. Y'all are not New Yorkers now. Okay, New Yorkers are idiots. So New York now says they can kill the baby, so you can deliver the baby. The baby can be kept restful and all. And then if the mom decides she don't want the baby will be terminated. That's murder. Anyway, you look at this, ladies and gentlemen. You've delivered a baby. This baby is now alive, breathing on its own. That's murder. I don't know how you're going to get around that one. I'm sure the Supreme Court's going to have a field day this when it finally gets there. I don't even think the liberals are going to vote for this. Matter of fact, most of my liberal friends are like, what the is going on? And on top of that, you guys crazy.
It's been on the books.
Yeah. Well, not this part. The part they just added, this is a bunch of new stuff they added. See, before, I think it was 7 months, you could terminate the baby up to. Now you can terminate the baby past
birth. Can it live outside the womb? Okay.
Yeah. But now you can terminate the baby past birth in 10 states. So you can actually deliver the baby and still terminate the baby. Now, there's a law originally started because sometimes during an abortion, babies are born alive or aborted. Instead of being aborted, they're born alive. And the doctor still terminate them. That's why this law was going on, because, you know, it's like, I hate to say it's an accident, but I mean, for them it is. So just tells you how sick this whole thing is that we're talking about. All right. So they terminate the child. So they didn't want doctors going to prison, and they wanted women to be able to terminate it whenever they feel like it. So now in 10 states, there is really no time you can't terminate a baby. Now, so you know this. This is the only country in the world that allows this. The only, even Europe doesn't allow this. This is the only country out of 206 countries. We are the only one that allows this kind of behavior. The only one. And it's only in the Northeast. Even California is kind of like, no, that's okay. We don't want to go there. Portland, all the liberals on the West Coast are even like, no, this is a little much. So now we got the whole world looking at us like, wow, y'all really are into murdering babies. And we can't even defend ourselves because this law's in the books that allow it. Now, granted, like I said in the beginning, it will get
overturned.
What's
your favorite statistic? What's one of your favorite statistics? Car death, gun death, death.
Yeah. So. Yeah, y'all don't even want to go to the abortion thing because it out kills all of them.
Hit them with it.
Yeah, that's because Liz's right. You can take gun deaths. You can take pretty much all the deaths and combine them. They still don't equal up to how many babies die a year in this country. Last year,
car
deaths
around 30. Yeah, 145 something. Well, abortion cars around 30,000. You know, 140 something thousand.
If you go by the conservatives, 180. If you go by the liberals, 120. So we'll figure it's around 140. And 104, you know how many millions of babies this is since 1973 when this law was enacted? Do y'all have any idea? We're talking millions. millions. You don't know who you killed, you Einstein. I mean, the guy who cured cancer may be dead.
And the founder of Planned Parenthood was a eugenicist who wanted to kill colored babies.
And that's the other thing. This is a statistic, and I don't understand why the black community is not more mad about this. But anywhere that there's a heavy black population, there are far more black babies killed than any other. You can combine whites, Asians.
Joe, what is the highest killer of black folks? Abortion. If you consider that murder.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I don't know what's going to happen here, but something's got to give here. You know, it went from okay, from mothers who had issues that wanted to have an abortion to okay, we just have abortions like birth control. I'm telling you, there's consequences for this. Whether you think there's consequences, God or not, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the moral society we live in. When it becomes okay just to murder a baby, so what's going to happen when a father just walks up and sticks a knife in his mom's stomach to kill the baby? You're like, well, he murdered. Well, no, you just said they can be killed after death. Oh, well, the father don't have rights. That's not going to float. The Supreme Court's not going to buy that. So well, we got big issues here.
Father isn't a doctor. That's not a medical procedure or a medical decision. That's an act of violence.
No, it's murder. Once you hit a certain point, it don't matter. And the federal government, as far as they're concerned, really after about 5.5 months, they consider the baby alive.
So, well, see, that's the difference. That's our marble cake federalism. The federal government is like 5.5 months. Yeah, the baby can live outside the womb. You're murdering under, you know, criminal law. However, when it comes to medical procedures, the baby has already been delivered. Not even can it live outside the womb, but already been delivered.
Well, the Europeans are actually. Well, so y'all notice, ladies and gentlemen, the Europeans are actually shortening time now. See, where we're extended, they're shortening because recently they found out that the heartbeat in the child starts much younger than we realized. With new technology, we can hear things we couldn't hear before. So now they want to move back the sentience up to about 8 weeks. After that, they consider the baby sentient, which means you're killing a living being.
Well, heartbeat is different from being sentient.
Well, see, that's the argument is, and we'll never know. But see, what the problem for us is we'll never know when this the spark of life actually is. See, if you go by religious people, as soon as the baby's conceived, it's alive, because it is, it's alive. Whether that baby knows anything, we don't know that, because it does have, it has a full-size brain for the size of its body.
See that, with the eggs and the sperm cells combined, it have begun in order to form a fully functioning human. So yeah, you can, that's what
it's about. But exactly. I know from my own children that at still, 8 weeks, they could recognize my voice. They could recognize my touch. That's a life. That's alive. That's self-aware. So, I mean, after that point, you're really pushing it.
That can just be a nervous system and something reactionary. Like the videos that freak people out where you have muscle tissue that's still spasming, especially with your cow, because those are neural tissue.
But it would be a reaction if it did it. But it would only be a reaction.
It's a common stimulus. Voice would be a common, recognizable stimulus.
Yeah, but it would only be, it's only a reaction if it does it to every person that talks to the belly.
No, not every person, because you are a common stimulus.
And we're going to have a hard time now, because more and more science is agreeing that it's looking like the baby's ascension at a way younger age.
Yeah.
See, because like something they found out just recently with an embryo. Yeah, well, they had an embryo, a chicken embryo in space, right? They found out at the embryo that everything that chicken knows at full birth, it knew in the embryo, in the egg. So they're looking at life different now. Science is looking at life different now. They're thinking, no, when it forms the actual embryo, then it is alive. That's the spark of life. That's the spark of sentience. Yes. That's the spark
when the egg and the sperm combine. Shocking. Has captured all this information and executes and then passes it on. Because we can get into some spiritual stuff there, but also the scientific thing. DNA is one of the best storage vehicles throughout a variety of mediums. And then, do you know how much of your own personal spiritual plans I can pass on to the DNA?
Move your mic. For some reason, you're going in and out. You're sounding fine, but then you started going in and out.
But you can innately learn so much because your parents can pass on their life experiences and their parents. your DNA to make you a person, but a variety of things that would actually impact your physiology, but also your mental state. There's so much that we don't yet know.
And that's the problem. So my thing was, and I was always taught this way, you should always err on the side of caution instead of on the side of stupidity. And right now, we're currently erring on the side of stupidity, not on the side of caution. We're just making a giant assumption that we know when a baby becomes sentient.
Recklessness, though. It's also recklessness.
Besides, when and there's this the other issue. When is there going to be responsibility for the parents? By doing this, by allowing abortions at this magnitude, you're not, I mean, no one's learning anything. Okay, oh, well, I got pregnant because I was, you know, I was being lazy or I was drunk or I was buzzed, so I'll just go kill the baby. What did you learn, Ed? Nothing. You just learned that, okay, baby's life means shit. That's not a good lesson. I don't know how anybody considers that a good lesson.
In life.
There's going to be a reckoning in all of this. Hopefully I won't be around to see it. It's going to be bad. It's going to be nasty.
You don't want to see positive change. It's a hard process, but you don't want to see positive change. Say, finally, you're stopping. You're not killing human beings, the most defenseless. Come on.
Well, just so y'all know, there's a men's movement, not just in America, but around the world. There's going to be a strong men's movement, especially when it comes to fathers' rights, because way more fathers now raise their children than like in the old days. It was always when it was a divorce and mother always got the kids. That's not true anymore. It's about 50-50 these days. And fathers want more rights, and they want more rights when they're dealing with everything. And, you know, now women have to pay child support, and it's changing. But right now, when it comes to the baby itself, the woman has all the power. Well, that's not fair. That's not fair to anybody at all. Because now she's making decisions for you. Oh, well, it's her body bullshit. She didn't think about that when she got before him. So it's not an excuse for afterwards. Because in the end, if the father takes a kid and raises a kid for the next 40 years, really, was that little 8 months really that big of a put out? Because father, the dad's going to pay for everything and do everything in the next 40 years? I don't think so. I don't think it's an excuse anymore. You can't use that as an excuse. You shouldn't have got pregnant first damn place. You can blame it on him. You can blame it on yourself. Well, in the end, you were being irresponsible and got pregnant. So now you're going to make a child's life pay for it.
When abortion is legal and it's the woman's choice, but you want to wait till wherever. And then see, because you also have situations where women try to take men's sperm out of the condom, or a man finishes inside of a woman without her consent. So then you got that middle gray area where did you forfeit your genetic rights when you non-consensually did this, that, or the other? So in that case, all right, abortion, blah, blah, blah. You know, I believe if a woman steals the freaking condom and inseminates herself, he was being responsible. I mean, this is he say, she say stuff, but still, if one party says, I did not consent to that, then the other party was forfeiting their genetic rights. So we can rectify things somewhere, but it also takes a long time for the legal process to really determine things. And then we have to actually try to.
There comes a point when morality has to override law. And in this case, it should, because if there's a father willing to take a child, it should never be murdered. That's bottom line is, if someone is willing to take this kid, you got pregnant, you're pregnant now. Okay, no, if it's not going to cause a mother any harm, I think the court should mandatory if the father wants a child, they should have to have the child. Because he should have half the rights. Because in the end, if she decides to keep that child, he's got to pay for half of it. Well, so it's not fair. If he has no say in the conception of birth of the child, then she should have no say in him having to pay for it.
Let me get it out. We're leveling the playing field, so women are also paying for child support, thank God, because sometimes men are just better and more responsible.
Women are so bad about paying child support, it's ridiculous. Almost 7 in 10 women end up in jail over child support. That's how bad mothers are.
And how bad are the men?
They're not near as bad as that. It's only 1 in 5. It's not even clue. Oh no, it's true. It's true. Actually, deadbeat dads is almost a thing of the past in this country now, because it's income tax.
Well, let me tell you something else. My daughter's father should already be in jail. We pushed forward to that.
Oh, I know that. It was up to me to be in jail too. That bastard. Excuse me.
Yeah. So we're just catching up on the women. But anyway, but still, I got to get it out because I shouldn't be talking.
Spit it out, honey.
But yeah, I mean, again, you're when it's still. God, you're gonna make me forget because I couldn't get it out. It was important too.
Don't make me laugh.
I mean, no, because I wanted to study law to help defend men in these cases, because honestly, sometimes the women are not better parents. It's just a thing. However, my personal experience, I'm definitely better. But God, the thing of the baby should never be, unless it was a consensual experience. When you have the non-consensual experience and abortion is legal first and second trimester, and the law has to catch up, the law should be executing morality, yes. Okay, but it has to be the morality of the majority, right? It because does. Then you get into crushing laws. But our country is still against, you know, third trimester abortion because it's sick. And so the genetic right thing.
An important. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I can't remember the rest.
You haven't noticed, ladies and gentlemen, that abortions will never be put to a popular vote in this country. You know why? Because there would be no abortions allowed. Anytime there's a poll given where you don't have to give information like your name or your email address, it's almost 80% are against abortion. And even when they got to give their name and email stuff, it's still 60% are against abortion. The only people in this country that are pro-abortion are lefty, I mean really lefty liberals. You're not going to find this as a general thing around the country. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, there are more countries that outlawed abortion than actually have it as a law.
Okay, because perfect example. Yeah, Russia outlawed abortion. And then you had all these illegal abortions happening. And Putin had to be like, all right, we have a federal holiday. Go home and have sex. Make more Russian baby day.
That's right. Make lots of Russian babies. Because they only got, 180 million people in that huge-ass country.
But there's still consequences. I mean, they lost a lot of their men through war, but still, they outlawed abortions. And good God, when you do that. So first trimester, everybody's okay with. We should all at least have the first 3 months to decide. Okay, fine. But that's, what is 3 months? All right. So that's 12 weeks.
That's a whirlwind in today's society.
Well, I mean, it's not a lot of time.
It's not really.
It's not a legal, it's not for legal, for legal processes. That's not a lot of time. And even for the medical processes of, you know, in the idea of getting DNA from the baby that's too young, it's you can't do all that kind of stuff. So we would have to go into second trimester stuff, which is scary. But it's very detailed. We can't even outline it if we took the entire hour. This has to be a panel show. And honestly, just to present what the legislation would be and all the different things you would have to consider and what the practical time frame would be. It is a complex issue.
It's going to be tough. You know, but it's funny. You have
like hardcore laws like X, Y, and Z. Did they consent? No. Okay. Then X,
Y. Why don't we do it a different way? Why don't we do it like we do the Electoral College and let the states decide? Currently, right now, out of the 50 states, only about 17 allow for hardcore abortion. The rest of the states, a lot of these other states we're talking about, have one abortion clinic in them. One. That's it. And regardless of what the Fed said, they still want you to seek a counselor before you have an abortion. Because we found out something recently that liberals don't like to talk about. 50% of all women who have an abortion regret having it after they have it.
I'm not surprised.
So the problem is here is maybe if there would have been a little counseling ahead of time. See, liberals don't want any counseling because this is a business for them.
But when you say counseling,
Planned Parenthood, Big Babies is a business.
When you say no, but basically because some things are so deregulated, even the clinics and, you know, those religious groups parading around just trying to discourage abortions in general, they can call
it's a tough one. And I'm
you have to consider all
Justine, to answer your question. I'm not God, so it's not my decision. In the end, if you believe in God and you have an abortion, that's something you're going to have to deal with. Okay? And really, God wants us to make these decisions to deal with.
God told certain people to have abortions. He ain't tell you directly. And that's not a law thing. So whatever, that's your religious thing. Talk to your pastor.
Well, they're having a conversation. Where am I at? Am I in YouTube? What the hell am I? They're in a conversation about, you know, it's a lesson. You should, even if the baby is deformed or has problems, you should still have it. So, because it's a life lesson. Okay. You know what? Sometimes this is a hard thing for me. And we're going to get off the subject in a minute. But this is a really hard thing for me because part of me in the back of my head wants to agree because people like Einstein and others in the world, I mean, well, not Einstein per se, but like Hawkins and some of the other ones. And Hawkins' thing, when he started his disease, in the old days, they'd have just knocked him in the head and killed him. And we'd have lost all that knowledge that he bestowed on us. So part of me agrees with what you're saying. But the other part of me says, do you really want to put someone through this for the rest of their life? I got to tell y'all something. You know, I used to be anti-assisted suicide. I'm not as much as I used to be. I got to be honest. I'm not a big fan of suicide, but I think in some people's lives, there comes a point where, why are they living? But I don't, you know, that's another one of these things that would have to be visited by the population. I really think as a country, we need to take some of the laws back ourselves, remove them from the Congress and say, you know what, Congress, you're not fit to make these decisions and let the people make them. Because a lot of stuff, if you put to a popular vote, would be thrown out of our country. A lot of stuff, including California. We'd kick them out. Yeah, they could go be a Russian state or something.
First half hour, we tackled a big domestic issue. Let's get into some of the more international.
Well, let's talk about my good friend Al Sharpton, who I love so much. And him and I go way back. We've been friends for 35 years. So he writes me a letter the other day about what's his name? What's the star who said he got beat up?
Okay. I don't remember.
Before we go any further than this, have y'all seen the two guys that said that he got did y'all see these two Nigerian boys? Shit, I'm a big old boy, and I'd be like, yes, sir, these are big boys. I mean, if this guy was to whack little Jesse, even if he was just a love tap, the guy would have a bruise the size of a mountain on the side of his face. I mean, and wait, and this is my favorite part. I heard about 9 psychologists now talk about this. So he had the noose on his neck an hour after it happened, waiting for the cops to get there. No one would have left a noose in her neck for any hour waiting for the cops. You might have took a picture or something, but she would. So I said from day one, I thought the guy was a publicity trick. And now I think police are agreeing with us. And now the Nigerians are saying they were paid to rough him up.
It's basically people were talking about him being an actor and that he wasn't believable. Well, guess what? He's not a writer. He messed up. He is not a writer.
He didn't get, well, you could say that. Well, wait a minute. Remember, this guy was screaming, oh, well, they were making racial slurs. And then you see these two Nigerians. I was like, what were they calling him? Two white?
Really?
I mean, was that what they were calling him? Two white? I mean, I don't understand what a racial slur is. I can understand homophobic stuff, but not the racial stuff. That still cracks me up. Hey, but at least I called it from day one. I said, nope. I said, looking from the little scratch he had on his face, I said, let me tell you what, if I was going to bust somebody up for something I didn't like, they would have been way worse looking than that. You know, so.
Two big old men.
I mean, he's big old boys, man. These weren't little babies here.
If it's a hate crime, you only got that scratch. And you were coming home after doing what? No, it was just all wrong. And I got to show you something, Joe, because there's this dude on YouTube called John Ward. He broke it down so great. You're going to laugh your butt off when I send it to you. But anyway, it's just like there are certain people, the conspiracy theory folks were just like, this is BS. And it's nice to be vindicated for once. Just like, no, call him out. This is you just poor execution all around.
Oh, my God. Y'all are blowing up my email address. Stop it.
About
the abortion conversation. Look, I promise y'all, as soon as I can get 10 minutes, I will write to the host and schedule a panel show. But look, in all fairness, there's a show I did about 4 years ago with my ex-host. I'm not going to mention her name. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's Stephanie. And it's a really good show. That really is. You should go listen to it. It's very, very – we did a ton of research. We found out every abortion, everything about them. How it was being worked, what the laws were, how the feds thought about it. It's a really good show. Go listen to it. But we'll do a panel in the near future because these new laws are a little bit much for most Americans. Like I said, most Americans would just do away with abortions if it was up to them. If it was up to the country. See, people always say, oh, well, Congress represents it. But Congress really don't. When you listen to people like Alexandria Cortez and Nancy Pelosi, who the hell are they representing? I know Democrats. None of them like either one of these. I'm like, Adam, and these are, you know.
There are certain Republicans. Mitch McConnell, oh my God. Like on both sides.
It's both sides. It ain't one side.
Yeah.
We got idiots running the country. Look at Cortez. Because of Cortez, I sent a thing to Congress saying that we should, at the very least, you should have to pass a minimum test to serve in Congress. One, you should know what the three branches of government are. If you don't know what the three branches of government are, how can you serve in one of the branches of government, which is the House?
Wait, why do you say she doesn't know that?
She don't know it. When she was asked, she blended them all together and made one. Oh, God, you should. CNN had a field, and CNN, you know, they pro-liberal, but they had a field day with this. this girl's an idiot. I mean, when you read the new green plan, I mean, we're going to do away with airplanes? My ass. There ain't no rich people giving. I'm not giving them my airplane in 10 years.
Eliminate all natural gas and diesel and fuel in 10 years.
Yeah, it ain't never going to happen. especially now that America's, most of its money's coming off of because we're a big energy country now. Look, people, that none of this in this Green Deal is real. The one thing I did like was the idea of tearing down all ghettos in the United States, regardless what lives in them, and what I mean by that, whether it's white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, tearing all ghettos down and using New Orleans as a model on how to build correct housing.
Well, you know, Joe, we can't actually tear down all ghettos because
not in 10 years we can't.
Anyway, the strict definition of a ghetto is a place where
group Queens is a ghetto? Wait, or is it the Bronx? I get confused.
No, ghetto, technically a ghetto is when it's just an area that one group populates. So yeah. The Hamptons, we can't tear that down. We can't
tear down. Yeah, we tear all in white people's houses down. What are you talking about? And people need to move on with themselves. They've been there too damn long. I heard what Cortez said, redistribution of wealth. You rich people. We're going to get 80% of your rich money, people. Just know it's coming. Oh, wait, I did love the thing about we're going to give everybody a salary. You don't have to work unless you want to. If that actually comes to be, I am moving to a different country where they have ethics.
He said, unwilling to work, we'll give you money.
Yeah, well, this is their idea. So what they want to do
is,
if we had a country that was, you know, like filthy rich with like platinum or gold, we might be able to get away with this. But so everybody gets a base wage. No. Now, what she means by this is not a wage. Now. Not like an unemployment wage or like a welfare wage. It has to be a wage that can sustain you comfortably. So they want to give you a decent place to live and a wage. So like today it would be like $3,000 a month wage plus a nice, you know, home somewhere like $1,000, $1,500 a month place or something like that, and give you basic food stamps and assistance because you'd have money to go out and buy other stuff. So basically you wouldn't have to do anything but sit on your ass and not do anything. Well, but in the end, oh, wait, we're going to have free college too. Who's paying for this? So you, if you start taxing the rich people 80%, let me explain to you what happened.
Is 80% of your medical expenses typically.
Obama tried the 35%, and you know what happened? They moved to China. They moved to Russia. They moved to Europe. They moved to India. They moved to South America. They left this country because they're not going to pay that kind of tax.
Oh, Joe, by the way, side point. We officially got it. 16 states suing Trump.
Oh, over the national emergency?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the end, you see, and this is another thing. This is a complete and utter waste of money. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because in the end, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. And this, just before the election, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And guess what the Supreme Court's going to decide? They're going to decide in Trump's favor. And by then, he may even have another justice because there's a movement to have Ruth Ginsburg removed from the Supreme Court. They say she is not doing her job anymore, her interns and all, and it's not their job. They don't have the experience or the knowledge to be doing Ruth's job.
I need her.
They're saying she can't even walk around an office anymore.
The only reason
she refuses to leave because of Trump. Well, you know what? You're doing harm to the nation.
Why?
So they want her gone. And as it stands right now, according to all the polls, if the election's held today, Trump's your next president. Don't matter who he runs against. People, y'all should pay attention. He had 50 million viewers for the State of the Union. I think Obama's best was 26. I mean, 50 million, that's only, 14 million short of winning the election. And get this, 80% of independents side with Trump and think we need a wall.
Wait, Joe, I have a question. How are those views put together? Because I got to tell you something. I had the TV on downstairs, the one in my room, the one in the kitchen, and in the other bedroom on because I wanted to make sure I could hear it when I was getting my daughter up from her nap and putting her to bed and stuff. I think I was putting her to bed at that point. So that was like four TVs in my house that were just to the State of the Union.
Well, CNN and NBC were surprised. So was CBS were surprised when they put out the independent poll showing they favor Trump. These came off of networks that are definitely anti-Trump and hardcore liberal. Even though I have noticed both in CBS and CNN, there has been a soft move to the middle. They're bringing in hosts and stuff. They're trying to get back towards the middle because they're losing viewership. So right now you got Fox holding the conservatives and NBC holding the liberals and all the rest of the networks in between are, well, basically dying because no one really trusts or believes the news media anymore, which I don't believe anything comes off in any of the major networks. I got to take everything with a grain of salt, but there's been a lot of polling going on. APC is going to post out some new polls this week. We'll see how they do. They track really well because so far every poll that they posted turned out to be on what the population's saying. So, and Facebook's a good place to do polls. You got a big, huge, actually Facebook has more liberals than conservatives. So when you're seeing stuff swinging right on Facebook, you can pretty much take it at a bank. That's where it's going. And that's where Facebook's been swinging right now for almost 3 years. There's been a slow movement to push the liberals out. And then you've got this other problem that the liberals have got to deal with. They're socialist. So in case you didn't know this, it's illegal to serve in Congress as a communist. And they're reading the laws right now, but they're pretty sure it's illegal to serve in Congress as a socialist. Remember, people forget this, but in the 50s and 60s, we used to put these people in jail for trying to get in Congress.
Yes.
Okay, this just actually laws in the book. So no one's pushing it right now because everybody's too wrapped up in other stuff. But sooner or later, it's going to come to a head. And then we've got the anti-Semitics in here. So now Omar's apologized for basically making her Jew cracks. But like I wrote on Nancy Pelosi's blog, really? Do you really think she meant it? She's a Muslim. She hates Jews. So yeah, how can she serve and represent the United States?
Muslims don't hate Jews. That's not a thing. It's her. It's a sect. It's people. It's like saying the Christians that hate Jews because they killed Christ or something like that. No, not all Muslims hate Jews. She hates them.
That's a Muslim I met hates Jews. I have not met a Muslim that didn't hate Christians or Jews yet. And I've met a lot over the years.
My good friends, two of them, and they don't hate Jews. Christians, we're fine.
And then, well, you know, and that's the thing. It's just like any other religion. You got to take the good with the bad, with the ugly.
Yeah.
And like I like to remind people when they tell me how evil the Muslims are. Well, the Christians rampaged around for 500 years killing people. So.
And so did the Jews during the trials of the judges. I'm going to get real with it. Kill the infidel.
Out of all the sects, the Jews have been treated worse than anybody else. They've had their countries taken away. They've been slaves to how many different nations? And no one alive, no one dead can talk about slavery the way the Jews can. I mean, it's just – and seeing the bad part about this is –
don't make me get into that one.
You know what the bad part about this is? You always see Jews painted as white people. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of white Jews, even in the Middle East. But really and truly, if you look at the Middle East in general, especially if you go back to the time of Christ, the skin color, like of mine, was really not anything you really seen there, unless it was a Roman hanging around or something.
Between what we consider Jewish now, the Turkish Jew,
it was more like a light brown color. But the point I'm trying to make is when you look, you know, people instantly think, oh, Jews, white Jews, kill Jews, they're white, they're just white people, kill them, blah blah blah. You know, Hitler killed, that's why Hitler killed them. But it's not true, people. There's a big chunk of Jews in the Middle East that don't live in Israel and are not white. I just thought y'all should know that.
Don't talk about those. Because one thing that liberals especially don't want to hear is that Israel, it's our baby. Like, we're England's baby. We helped create them and we give them weapons and we protect them and give them a ton of money. But they're horrible. They're the antithesis of America because they are a nationalist religious state. And if you are not Israeli Jewish, you are a second-class citizen, just like the Arab Jews. Don't call them Palestinians. They're living in Israel, whatever. Okay, the Arab Jews are second-class citizens in Israel. Okay, so screw that. That's not good. I can support Israel, but y'all need to change those policies. I'm not down. I'm not supporting that because I'm American and I'm patriotic, and that is against all of our core values.
I know, people, we're going to do with all the crazies. I know we're getting short on time. Oh, wait, we got all kinds of stuff in here. The Vatican secret rules for priests who have children. Shame on you, priest. I don't know why they can't. I never did. That's another rule I never understood. You don't want your priest raping little children and turning gay and stuff?
No, just move them to a different parish.
You know, don't. I mean, really, let them have some kids. You know, let them have some relationships. I think God would prefer that than the other way, people.
But again, Vatican II, I believe it was in the 70s, priests were able to marry and have kids.
up until then. But what happened, people always, it's so cute because they changed the sacrament and separated out holy orders and marriage. It's so cute. They want to think, you know, the priest did their lives to God. No, you dumb. The church was like, hold up.
I guess it's only fair because that's what nuns have to do. They're the bride of Christ.
No. Let me get it out because this is what they taught us in Catholic school. They were real with us. They're like, so yeah, holy orders versus marriage, blah, 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 dedicate your life to Christ. Really, the Vatican was concerned with the children of priests inheriting church lands. It's a money thing. So up until about 50, soon to be 60 years ago, this wasn't a thing. Mind you, you know, the nasty satanic sexual deviancy existed. A priest on nun, kid, women, male, whatever, all of it's there. But to have the organization, Vatican City, and throughout the globe, the sexual predation of the priests against their altar boys. Women weren't allowed to do it, so we're recently getting altar girls. So that's an aspect, too. But really, it's been the past 50 to 60 years where priests weren't allowed to do normal.
Yeah, it's about time they let them do something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Go back
to how it was for the hundreds of years that Christianity existed before. Oh, shocking.
Yeah. All I say is, let guys want to get married and have children. I don't see what the big deal is. What do you mean? So nuns should be able to have sex? Nuns supposed to be married to Christ. Well, apparently he's not gay because the men weren't supposed to be married. Y'all are sick, man. I'm not reading over here anymore. I'm going back to what I was reading earlier. There's some sickos on Facebook tonight. Let's see. Chinese Iran hackers renew their attacks on U.S. companies. Well, U.S. companies attack them back. Y'all got the money to hire big hackers. I mean, that just sounds like crate baby crying here. Grand Canyon tourists exposed for years of radiation, a museum building safety manager says. Y'all been radiating tourists down there?
I posted that, but the first thing I thought was y'all talking about the tourists, but what about the freaking employees who are there every day?
I know. That's the thing. What about them? You notice they didn't say anything about them.
Exactly.
Actually, Jack, Alexandra Cortez is just a doof. The other day, okay, I mean, like I said, she didn't know the branches of government, but she knew anything about government at all.
She's the Democratic Bush.
So, yeah, I hear somebody the other day say, well, if she was 35, she'd be our next president. I said, not in America, she wouldn't be. People, let me explain this to you. I know y'all get wrapped up watching stupid shit like this, but the country's not voting socialists as president. It's not going to happen. Even Democrats, not liberals, but Democrats are not going to vote for socialists because socialism doesn't work. There's not one case in the entire world and its entire existence where socialists worked. Not one.
That is not the great American experiment. That is not what we are.
You got to remember something about Cortez. The U.S. has been trying to wipe out socialism and communism for the last 200 years. Yeah, throughout the whole world. We've been doing a damn good job. Now we're going to let them in our country. Sooner or later, this is going to cause a real big problem in the U.S. You think we're split now. You let a socialist get in real power and see what happens. There'll be a revolution, bud.
Give him a quick, a real, I'm gonna make it like 4 minutes, maybe. Quick lesson. So America is a democratic socialist republic. I say we are not a democracy because go on Diffen, DIFFEN.com. You can find these definitions easy, simple, and it will show you the comparison. Okay. Democracy versus republic. Democracy, majority rules, period. Republic, majority rules, however, certain rights, inalienable rights. The minorities and whatnot. That's when we get into the discussions of, oh, you're gay or you're trans or you're black and whatever. Can you really overturn the rights of the majority? But this is a republic, so we can ask that question. Because in a democracy like ancient Greece, white, rich, land-owning males could were the ones that would serve in a democracy. They were the ones that really had rights. So this is a republic. However, democratic principles of majority rules. Now, the socialism part is the fact that, say, here in D.C., our water, and in Flint, Michigan, but around the country, we have certain things that are controlled or regulated. Regulation, that is socialism. Regulation in and of itself is actually socialism because there's a difference between communism and socialism. Communism, there is no private industry and no private property. Everybody owns everything. Socialism, pure socialism, there is no private industry. There is no private business. It's controlled by the government, not by the people, but by the government. Okay. So
you already do such a good job at that. Oh, sorry.
So we have regulations on private industry, and certain private industries are mainly controlled by the government, like essentials, water, whatever we consider essential. That's really the debate, is what we think is essential. Is healthcare essential? Should that be controlled and regulated by the government? Well, controlled by the government versus regulated as it already is. That's why we are a democratic socialist republic, folks. 2 minutes. You know, I did better. Cool.
You know, when I get my hands on the green deal, I'll come post to the site, or I'll post it on Facebook, and Lily and I'll come on and go through it for y'all. But it's there's some dumb stuff. There's some really dumb stuff in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But here's Cuomo blasting Cortez about New York. Okay. So New York was going to give Amazon $2.8 billion in tax breaks to come there, which Cortez was crying about. So it cost them $25,000, 25,000 jobs, and $30 billion a year in salaries for these 25,000 employees. Yeah, wait, that's $30 billion into the New York economy yearly.
What's the tax rate for state level?
Yeah, so you're paying every person who's getting paid now is paying taxes. And wait, and not just that, they're buying and shopping and paying more taxes.
Production.
So how stupid.
Marketing and sales. Well, we got to say something, though. It was marketing and sales jobs, but that's the freaking thing. Okay, just 25,000 jobs. 30 million or billion?
Billion.
In salary? What was it? What was the number, Joe?
It says, additionally, the headquarters would have brought in at least 25 to 40,000 good-paying jobs for the state of nearly $30 billion in new revenue to fund transit improvements, new housing, schools, countless other quality of life issues. Thank you, Ms. Cortez.
So those 25,000 jobs are high level because the headquarters. So here in my city, we're going to have the technical jobs out in Virginia, DMV. And in New York, it was supposed to be marketing and sales. All of those are high level, not industry, not second level, but tertiary service. You have to have education. You're getting paid $100,000 plus tax level.
Well, I'm coming to work in D.C. Okay. Where they pay the damn DMV people $100,000 a year.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. The guard, $140. That's PM. That's project manager level. Anyway, they lost high paid, high taxable jobs. Okay. Something there
because their representative is a moron. Sorry,
because a variety of their representatives are freaking dumb liberals who don't actually understand how the economy works, like Republicans. That's why I'm a Republican. One, because the first role of the president is foreign affairs. Two, because the economy works in certain ways. You can want to do things, but the facts are the facts. The numbers are the numbers. Shut up. I don't care about your feelings. The numbers are the numbers.
Yes, they are, people.
Set to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And you want to give everybody Medicare? Oh, my God.
I know, man. I don't know where they think this money's going to come from. I mean, we're $22 trillion in debt right now. This is an interesting stat that came out. So they were bitching yesterday because Trump's added $1 trillion to the debt in 2.5 years, right? So, man, CNN's going on and on about it yesterday. Some caller calls in, writes in, whatever, on Facebook. He goes, Obama spent $5 trillion in his first 2 years. Don't you think we're doing better? Oh, my God. People, look. First off, leave Obama alone. Okay? Well, I'm saying at this point, I don't care what Obama's doing. Leave him alone. Damn, these helicopters all over tonight. Leave him alone. He's off doing his own thing, being a communist somewhere. So, you know, we don't need to worry about him. Michelle, last time I seen her was at some award show. So I noticed that everybody was bitching about Melania traveling, how much money she's spending. So then I wrote a thing on CNN's blog on their Facebook page. I said, well, wait a minute. Aren't we paying for Michelle's book tour? Okay, I said, I can't really believe you're bitching at the first lady's traveling, but the former first lady's traveling on our dime with our security because she wrote a book.
We're still paying for Hillary and Bill, too, because we want to protect these people. So shut up about it. That's not
actually
what
they threw Bill off. They threw them off. They the way it worked out, I didn't know this either, by the way. And this is something Obama did that was, well, depending on how you want to look at it, I think it was good, but a lot of people probably think it's bad. So before Obama, presidents only got 10 years of security and all of that stuff. They were only taking care of for that long. Obama made it for life. For him and Bush. He gave it to Bush too.
Bush's didn't get grandfathered in.
Yeah, so, somehow or another they got it done, and they brought Bush in on it, I guess, to make it easier, because, you know, if they wouldn't have done Bush, then Congress probably wouldn't have, in the end, they would have got it overturned, because it would have been just about Obama, and, you know, the country's not going to go for that. But he drug Bush in, and now, you know, Trump's going to get it.
And the Clintons didn't get that protection for life?
No, they did for the first 10 years. And then after that, something else, it worked out some other way. But Hillary's already had protection because she was Senate and stuff, you know. So Bill was 10 years, and then here's Hillary was Secretary of State. So I don't know how that works. Maybe she gets it for 10 years now, too. So the whole thing is a mess. You know, I agree we need to protect our presidents because they know a lot of stuff. But, you know, come on. Our presidents go around the world jet-setting. So how can we really – if a foreign government wanted to take them out, our Secret Service is not going to stop that.
Well, there are a variety of things in place to protect them, but I would give them
protect you from one guy who has it. You know, I learned this in the military, and this is a true statement. One guy who's determined to kill a bunch of people, even with a gun or a bomb, more than likely will succeed, because there's no way to prepare for that one individual who may be in the crowd or may be here, or may be there. There's just no way to prepare for them. It's just a grateful thing in our nation that we're not those kind of people yet. And I say yet because we've been kind of moving that way. But as of right now, we're not like the Middle East or Europe where mad bombers run all over blowing up people at restaurants and shit. Thank God for that, too. Because
final point, we got a minute or two.
Yeah, we got a minute. Van employee fired, reportedly cursed an out teen customer for wearing MAGA hat. Make America Great hat. There's my Uncle Al. Y'all didn't know Al Sharpton was my uncle? I thought y'all knew that. Yeah, that's why we don't get along, because he's my uncle. Wait, this is my favorite one of the day. Critics call out Billy Ray Cyrus' weed photo. Every single person in jail right now for smoking pot should be released. They got – this is a 7-foot tall safe, 4-foot wide, must have 50, 80 pounds of what looks like really pretty marijuana in it. Don't know where he lives, but, dude, hopefully it's legal there, but – four children, including four people, including child, dead in Michigan shooting. Don't have anything else on that. Japan nominates Trump for Nobel. Now, Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, I still don't know why he got it. Trump's done stopped North Korea and still hasn't got one. Yeah, I know. The hypocrisy is a big one.
Wait. And recently, the most recent news, which we haven't gotten a lot from them recently, but the most recent was that he didn't really stop them. They were kicking it up, secret facilities, what have you, which we expected. And I know Trump knows that they were going to pull that crap, but he still got further than any other president.
Yeah, it's you know, I know they got a new meeting coming up in a couple of weeks here. Little Boy are meeting again. And I think Trump's going to pull this off. I think he's going to give. Let me explain to y'all what I think is going to happen, because I know CNN and them are morons. I think we're going to cut a deal with them. We're going to allow them to keep one or two nukes just so they feel better. They're going to stop production after that. We'll allow them to have one or two missiles, and we're going to be allowed to keep X amount of there. And what we're going to do is we're going to set up like a 10 or 20-year plan for what we would consider the slow unification of South Korea and North Korea. Because eventually Kim will die and things will keep getting softer and softer. As long as America keeps a firm hand there and Ping keeps doing what he's doing, North Korea will not be a communist country forever.
It'll eventually fall apart. Language that they've been using throughout this process, it's Korean Peninsula, denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. So they're looking to unite. People aren't seeing the long game. They really aren't seeing what he's really trying to do.
No, they're not, but he's a little bit. And wait, guys, he's the president that's ending the Iraq and Afghanistan and Libya war, which something Obama promised he was going to do. He's ended all three of them. He said, nope, we're pulling our troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan. We've got a year. They're coming home, and we're already pulling them out of Syria.
We're saying their people can handle it. Shocking.
Well, they need to, and if they can't, we'll go back. But meanwhile, enough of us have died over there, okay? It's time. I mean, how long have we been in Afghanistan for 19 years, people? Jesus.
Long war in American history. We're done.
Yes, it's time. It's done. You know, if it happens again, we know where they're at. We know how to get back. We know how to kick ass. But until then, it's enough. I would like to see in my lifetime America not involved in any wars at least once while I was alive.
For a year.
Yeah, for a year. I'll even go short term here, but come on, man. Let's give it a shot.
Exactly.
I know we got to get out of here, but We're going to go. Somebody sent me just, oh, these two, and then we're going to get out of here. CNN, SNBC, to air new version of anti-Nazi ad for news. Oh, so they got this new, sorry, I read that. I was reading, not reading correctly. I was reading how it was printed. Anyway, so they're going to be a new version of the anti-Nazi ad, right? Fox refused to carry it. Fox said, we're not putting it on our thing. And before we go any further, the reason why I would bet you is because regardless, you have to remember something about free speech. And I know liberals don't want to remember this. Hate speech is protected under the Constitution. You can call a person a stupid bleepy bleepy bleep if you want to. It is protected under the Constitution. Yeah, free speech means free speech, people. So, you know, you always talk about protecting speech.
Except for danger and calling fire and all that kind of stuff. And bomb threats and stuff.
What you mean it's against the law to call somebody the N-word? No, it's not.
I'm saying it's offensive.
I wouldn't say you said that.
You can't yell fire and you can't call in bomb threats.
Yeah, you can't do that. That kind of stuff will get you put in jail because that's leading to harm. But calling someone any derogatory remark, no, that's not illegal. I know you liberals want to make it illegal, you know.
Yeah.
What do you mean honky's illegal? Who the hell? Where are you from? Like 1910 or something? I'm sorry. That just caught me off guard. I ain't heard that term since I was like 14, man. Lord. And that was a long time ago, people, in case you didn't know that. One other thing, and we're out of here. They have to post an image of a ghostly blue object deep in the cosmos.
Wait, Joe, wait, Joe, I've been wanting to ask you, what's your opinion about the fact that Trump doesn't have a nickname for Nancy Pelosi?
I think him and Nancy are doing a dirty, wacky thing behind the field. Oh. I think they're spanking the wacky monkey in the White House, and they're just making us look like idiots. It's actually Nancy's standings went up. Nope, they went right back down again too. Because she did it again. She says the other day in Congress, you need to pass this bill and read it later. Nancy, you can't do that, you idiot.
Thank you.
And you know what? We have not had a budget since the last 2 years of George Bush. This is a truth, people.
Exactly.
No. This is not a budget. This is not a budget we got right now. This is some temporary stopgap till next year.
Not a referendum, but it's an ongoing, you know, it's a pact.
You know, you hear him talking about budgets. It takes a good year to put together a real budget by Congress.
That because your budget is your agenda. It's your priorities. And in a divided government. Anyway, we need more time.
Got to go because, yeah, we're out of time. And I'm sure Dr. J is chomping at the bit going, oh, my God, Joe, shut up. You promised you'd let me get on time. But anyway, coming up next is Dr. J Live. He's been doing a good show here lately, guys. So I hope y'all enjoy him. Lily, any part words for we rock and roll?
It's so good to be back. I love you guys. Dr. J is coming up right after, and we will be better because he deserves all his time. But I love you guys. I miss you guys. Miss you, Joe. It's good to be back.
Good night, everybody. Click, click, boom, bam. And
before I deployed to Afghanistan, Whataburger was the last meal I had. And then when I got back, it was my first meal back in the States, and it was the Chop House Cheddar Burger. It was every bit as good as I remembered it to be. My favorite part's the sauce, and then two patties, cheese, sauteed onions, and then the bacon. Who doesn't love bacon? And as soon as you bite into it, you're like, yep, that's what home tastes like. Whataburger's Chop House Cheddar Burger is my all-time favorite.
The big wireless companies sold you an outdated plan tied to long-term contracts and mystery fees. Simple Mobile's different. You get a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network with no contract ever. And keep the phone and number you love. Just text the word BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Standard text message and data rates may apply based on your mobile phone service. Please refer always to the privacy policy at simplemobile.com/privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions.